Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have some great specials. Two sites you can get those, MyPillow.com, and the promo code Scott gets you the great deals. Also, FrankSpeech.com, which is a great resource, unlike YouTube, unlike Facebook, unlike Twitter. You can actually have a little bit of free speech there on Frank Speech. That's why it's called Frank Speech. If you haven't checked it out, do so. It's part of Lindell TV, and there's even crazier specials there on the pillows, the mattress toppers, the slippers. They got beautiful slip-ons and moccasins now. I was wearing those this weekend. Very comfortable. The sheets at the lowest price ever.
Love my slippers.
A great deal. Do you love your stuff?
My pillow. Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. And you can get them at frankspeech.com using the promo code Scott, or mypillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. Todd, did you watch the Viking game yesterday?
Yeah.
Sucker.
It's tough being a Viking fan, and I noticed the Viking guys are starting to say, hey, it's going to be a 4-13 season. I mean, Lord knows we've got the talent on the team. We could do great things, but will we?
Well, as Mike Zimmer said, we could have been 2-0. Yeah, I could have been a billionaire too. I don't, what the heck does that mean?
Come on, Scott. We know you're a billionaire. Come on.
Yeah, good one. Yeah,
you're fibbing about it.
I don't think I could scratch six figures together on the radio business, right?
I could if you could, if the stuff after the decimal point, then I could. But
for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody would be a Viking fan, why you would put yourself through that. 2 seconds left. All you got to do is put it between the goalposts, and this thing's a done deal. No.
I'll always be a Viking fan, and here's why. Back in when I was growing up in the 70s and the Viking kind of Super Bowl heyday and all that stuff, I'll never forget our pastor going just crazy in a sermon at the 11 o'clock service, because people were starting to get a little mad when church would go past noon because we'd be cutting into the Viking game, and he kind of reminded everybody we had services at 8:30 and 9:45 as well. You could always attend one of those and be home in plenty of time for the game if the game is that important. So I'll always be a Viking fan just from that sermon alone.
I have a new favorite meme I'll be putting up soon. It says, Viking kickers, every time they line up for game-winning kicks, and they have a little, like a laser-like trajectory, and all three spots are in the crowd. So there you go, like from one of those video games, you can't make it up. We today are on the ranch. We're in just outside of New Salem, North Dakota, the Fast Angus Ranch, hanging out today with Rachel and Jeremy Strawman, and also Jamie and Richard Fast at the Fast Angus Ranch. And we're going to learn a little bit about life on the ranch, courtesy of our friends at Puckfish, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a Silverado Trail Boss. We'll toss in the keys of that maybe for a little test drive later on today. And be chatting with them today about life on the ranch. So looking forward to that. Also, Dr. Scott Atlas is going to join us in the program today. You may remember that he was a top advisor to Donald Trump. He was the guy under Trump that actually would give another opinion for Fauci. And as you see, Joe Biden's flushed any other opinions. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I have Fauci from March of 2020 in his own voice talking about how natural immunity should be considered when talking about whether someone needs a vaccine or not. Saying absolutely, yes, we should consider that. That was then, Todd. And this is now. When he was asked about it here recently on one of the Sunday shows, he said, "Well, we've got to study that some more. That's a good question. We need to look into that some more."
In other words, Fauci's more of a politician than a medical professional.
Well, that's being kind.
Ignore what I said back then, because
I was for it then. I'm against it now, or at least I got to say I'm this and I'm that. And this, by the way, is why we have what we have in the way of confusion, distrust, of the medical system, which is why I say, if you choose to get the vaccine, I don't need to know about it. I don't want to know about it. I think it should be a decision you make with your doctor, period. It's called health freedom. Remember, we used to have this HIPAA deal where, you know, you couldn't ask me about
that
my health
thing.
And I couldn't ask you. Yeah, and now you need like a card to decide whether or not I can enter your restaurant or not in some places. It makes zero
sense. I'm seeing those cards. They give you a nice flimsy card, like that's gonna last for very long, and like somebody couldn't forge that in the average fifth grade class.
Right, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Well, and if that doesn't work, you can always buy the fake arm. Remember, we have the Russian fake arm craze going, where you buy fake arm, and then you get the COVID shot in that, and then you get the card, but you didn't actually have the shot. This is the thing.
You had to know somebody was going to come up with something like that.
Well, exactly. We're an enterprising type. Anyway, calls, questions, and comments to start the show today. Our friends from North Dakota Wind are along, one of our fine sponsors of the Farm and Ranch Tour. ND for all energy.org. That's right. They're here today, and they're bringing lunch for everybody. So thank you to Tammy Einbach and the crew. North Dakota's most abundant and natural resource, wind. Did you know that? Yes, indeed. Mm. So we're going to talk about that. Somebody sent me another meme because they know I love memes. And this one isn't about Vikings kickers blowing it. This one says, how about this public service announcement? There are 800,000 registered sex offenders in the United States who don't have to show their papers to enter public places because it violates their privacy. Keep that in mind. Isn't that interesting? You know, I mean, we can't violate the privacy of a sex offender. So therefore, we need to show that. I mean, this is where, we just can never underestimate the liberals and their ability to overreach and to go too far and to, you know, hey, the $1 trillion infrastructure plans are not enough. We need $3 trillion because we have a climate emergency. We need to have a social agenda for three. You can't make it up. You can't. And speaking of overreaching, I don't know about you, but I saw Joe Biden on a bike this weekend with a little kid bike helmet, and I couldn't stop laughing. Why just leave the guy in the beach house and let him drool? Why do they got to force him to go out on a bike and roam around and act like he's cognitively in check, you know? Meanwhile, he looked like a deer in headlights when he's coming by on that bike, like, hey, take my picture so I can go back to bed and take a nap. I mean,
and it's not like he's
going to
take a bunch of questions when he's out on his bike. If he's going to be out taking questions, he's going to be at a podium, not a bike.
Well, and that's the only chance you can get. Ask him a question. So, of course, the reporters were shouting the questions at him, but it didn't even work. And I don't know about you, but nothing, when the borders are open, inflation is skyrocketing, trillions are being proposed for spending in Washington, D.C., the oil and gas industry are under attack in a way you can't even begin to describe. Afghanistan is burning. Let me go down the list, right? Nothing says, I'm in charge here, nothing to worry about, we've got this, than a guy on a bike with a bike helmet. I don't know about you, but that just gives me great comfort that everything's going to be fine. All right, enough said. Let's get to your calls, questions, and comments today on what's on your mind. Here's how you do so. You can text us. This is 24/7 now, a new text line, 701-237-1590. In fact, as I mentioned, we're in the Pucklett Chevrolet. What's on your ranch tour, courtesy of our friends at ND Wind. Rachel from the Fast Angus Ranch sent us a text and said, come on out. And we said, well, we're bringing the lunch. So that's why we're here. So text us if you want to invite us to your farm or ranch. We'd love that, too. 701-237-1590. Call me. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550 today on the program. And tell me what's on your mind. Maybe you think things are great, and you're going to give me some encouragement and say, Scott, you could just lose that warrior term and just go with the happy. Be happy. There's no need to even be a happy warrior. You can just rest assured everything's hunky-dory. Everything is great. Interesting, I wrote a column for the Forum newspapers this weekend. I think it runs in the Dickinson, Jamestown, Grand Forks Herald, and Fargo Forum newspapers. You can get it online. And the column was meant to not be really sort of in-your-face political. It was meant to say, look, the flag in my mind, is the best thing you can do to just give yourself a little bit of calm. Because people are sad, they're angry about a number of different things right now. Fly the flag and remember what's happened under that flag throughout these 240-some years, right? And I said, you know, people worry about the borders being open. They worry about all these things we worry about. Just fly the flag and know that a lot has happened under that flag, right? And some person, Todd, said, what do you mean? The borders aren't open. The borders aren't open. What are you talking about? What are you? And I didn't do it.
Looked pretty open to me.
But I wanted to give him a picture of Del Rio, Texas, with, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 Haitians standing there waiting to come on across the border. I wanted to send him my Facebook post from, when was I down there, March? February and March when I was down there?
All Haitians? I mean, it's not that big a place.
Yeah, well, I found Haitian ID cards, Cuba ID cards, round-trip tickets from Colombia. I was down at the border 15 minutes, and I got Venezuela papers. I've got all kinds of stuff dumped at the border, right along with wet clothes, right there after they get out of the Rio Grande. So nothing to see here. No need to worry there. Let's just go back into our little happy cocoon. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Oh, my gosh, is it good. Let me tell you today, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, scallop potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Get there early. Get there early. They line up starting about 11 o'clock there. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs, chicken fettuccine in Glendon, Minnesota. If you're traveling 94 today, make that stop. I always do. Exit 292, Valley City, beef tips and gravy. Scallop potatoes and ham. Mmm! any good. Don't forget September special, Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $10. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, some text rolling in here. Audit in Arizona, audit in North Dakota. You people are laughably criminal. It is you who tried to steal the election. I don't know who you is here, but...
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Yeah, maybe they don't think it's a good idea to have an audit in North Dakota. Just so you know, the audit in Arizona is very, very different and very, very extensive. I'm anxious for that to be. The preliminary reports are that there are a lot, as in six figures a lot, of votes that have been tampered with. So they did a ballot review and had, you know, actually look at the ballots and then look at the machine count. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know why it's taking so long to get out. They evidently had a COVID outbreak or something. So
why would you not want an audit anyway, even in a year where it's not really that questioned? I mean, wouldn't you want to see the accuracy that we think we're getting election night and find out, okay, was that accurate?
Well, here's what I would suggest.
What's wrong with accountability?
If you think I'm crazy about this, please tell me I'm crazy and call right now at 258-0550. But I know this. People don't trust much of anything anymore. The FDA now says, you know what, we're going to take a look at these kids 5 to 11 getting a Pfizer shot. Really? Okay. So kids that have a 10-time greater chance of dying from the flu, we're now going to give a shot. And we say, well, we're going to reduce the viral load in it because, you know, it could be too much for kids. And they're rushing this. Does anybody anywhere say, you know what, rush this and then give it to my kids, would you? So, do you trust the FDA? I'm going to chat with Dr. Scott Atlas later today on the program, coming at the top of next hour. And we're going to talk with him about the vaccine and who should get the vaccine. He will tell you, as someone that was part of Warp Speed under Donald Trump, that he believes the vaccine should be given to people 60 and over with multiple health conditions. So in other words, 60 and over, or anybody that say they have diabetes and a heart condition, as an example. Not just one, but multiple health conditions, and or 60 above should get it. 60 and below, you've got to start saying, okay, what's the risk? What's the benefit? And he is not a believer that everybody should get it. Part of the reason he's not is he said, we did rush this. All right, there's someone that was at the top of government advising on COVID. So now what are you supposed to believe? Again, I say, that's a decision you make. I'll go back to the elections. Can you tell me at a time when, by the way, the traffic system that we use to put commercials in their place during the breaks of this program, as an example, was hacked over the weekend? I got a thing.
Really?
I've got it here somewhere, but it's yes, Margotron. Yep, they got hacked.
I didn't know you guys were on that. I saw that they got hacked. I didn't realize you guys were on that. Yikes.
And it's like a typical Russian thing, and they say, okay, it got hacked. Pipelines hacked. Sanford Health was hacked. What did I forget? Oh, the beef plants got hacked. So no, there's nothing to see. It couldn't happen in an election. Really? I don't know. So in my mind, an audit would restore some integrity for people to say, yeah, I guess I can trust it. Why wouldn't you want it? Now, the North Dakota audit that Josh Gallion is doing, the state auditor, I think is brilliant. Because he's saying, let's just set the election results aside and let's actually just look at the hardware. Let's say, is it possible to hack in? Right? Is it possible to hack in? What's wrong with that? I think that's fantastic. And again, what it will do is restore trust. So anybody that says, hey, you're nuts, this is crazy, go away, I think you have an invested interest in the outcome. Another texter says, audit everywhere. If everything is on the up and up, there's nothing to hide. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
It can't be the fact that it costs taxpayers money. Heck, the Democrats love spending taxpayers' money. Yes, they do. And I think there must be more Democrats than Republicans on the land board because they're spending a lot of money now on all kinds of legal action to take on the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Yep. And by the way, the industry, the oil and gas industry, pays the majority of taxes in the state. So education, roads, bridges. Yeah, exactly. And so I got a text here from someone that said, if you do the math on what the land board is spending their time and money on, you'll find they're so consumed with this legal issue and shorthanded situation, they've fallen way behind on lake bed mineral lease bonus refunds. They owe operators about $100 million for lease refunds that would be critical for investing in wells at these prices. So you give an oil company what's due them, what do with it? They drill for oil. And then when you drill for oil, guess who the big winner is? Government! You can say it's the government, folks. And that goes to education and everything else. I know people like to say, well, oil, I hate oil, I hate natural gas, that's big oil. Well, in North Dakota, there's no such thing as big oil. What there is in North Dakota is people who have risk of capital that goes into the ground to bring out more oil that benefits North Dakotans. So think about that. Texter goes on to say that $100 million they owe in lease waste refunds doesn't include $50 million plus that is owed to mineral owners. That's you. They're holding up entire spacing units because of small federal tracts in question under a survey. They should settle that lawsuit and take the settlement offers. By the way, we have guidance from the state legislature on this. They said, well, we got a fight here. One person says this, another says this. Let's settle this. And a piece of legislation said 1080, here it's settled. And guess what? The land board is fighting that. And they're wasting time. I'm done. If we want to spend money on lawsuits, you know where we ought to spend money? Fighting the federal government that's forgotten there's a 10th Amendment. And Calder couldn't be more right. If you know anybody in the land board, Kirsten Baszler, Thomas Beadle, Governor Burgum, Wayne Stengem, Al Jager, Secretary of State, who just kind of goes along with whatever somebody in the staff says, tell them to spend some time on this issue, quit spending money on that, and put it over in the kitty that takes on the federal government, my mind. Let's get Fred and Wing here with a comment. Fred, what's on your mind? Take it away.
I think that we have a 2 Timothy 4:4 situation where they turn their mind away from sound doctrine and preach whatever they want to hear for their itchy ears. That's what it says in Timothy, but about what you were talking about and about this COVID thing. Now they've moved up the flu vaccine dates on the people in the nursing homes and in the healthcare industry. Usually that happens in October. Now they've moved up the flu vaccine dates because that's been a compulsory vaccine for people working in the healthcare industry for years. Nobody wants to take it, but you have to keep your job.
You do, which is one of the reasons I've said that in healthcare, I can understand why they are mandating the vaccine in healthcare. That's the only place I think it makes some sense because the patient is number one. But guess what? I also believe if you had COVID, if you have antibodies, you should have that as a reason. And my understanding is at least Sanford is granting religious and health exemptions. But all good points, Fred. All good points.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell us what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agencies with Business Life.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners, and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that they are truly have their world protected. It can be scary. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us, different elements that can attack a business. Try to make sure they're covered in every way.
DJ Coulter and his team at American Family Insurance.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. It's football season. Remember last year at the close of the season, football, there was talk about every play was going to be reviewed, automatically reviewed. Did the ref get it right? Okay, that's an audit. You know, you review a play, that's an audit. Okay, so how come in sports we play by the rules? You know, I was watching football last night. They play by the rules. Okay, if there's questionable stuff going on in the elections, automatic audit. Automatic.
Don't disagree, which is why I applaud Josh Gallion for doing what he's doing. I applaud Arizona and Wisconsin and other places. The rules also say elections belong to states. Okay? The federal government is not, by design of the founders, supposed to have a role in it other than saying, states, call the question. Who won? Right? So this case, the state said Joe Biden won. Now, some states have went back and said, maybe we certified that wrong. If they do that in enough numbers, then the Supreme Court will have to get involved and say, well, it already was certified, but if it was certified wrongly, what do we do? Here's the deal. Whether you think that's crazy or whether you think that's take it to the bank solid, we don't know, and we distrust it. So, to your point, you know, get the refs involved. Review the game. I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome today on the program, 258-0550, or text us, 701-237-1590. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless these days, right? The open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, right? I mean, these are all things. Pick your issue, federal debt. There is something you can do to at least take this on head on, and that's buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together, now more than ever. And you know what? There's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Maybe you've not heard of them. But Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage, and here's the deal. They use the same towers as all of the other major carriers. So if you say, well, my coverage won't be as good, not so. In fact, they have a dedicated 24/7 customer support team, 100% U.S.-based customer support team, 972-PATRIOT. When I called and switched the Hennon family over, piece of cake. And they could show me, they'd say, okay, here's the coverage you have with your carrier now, and here's the coverage with us. And I said, wow, you're kidding me. And it's working beautifully. PatriotMobile.com/flag family to find out about all kinds of special deals and discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line discounts. And if you use the activation with the offer code flag family, you get free activation. Yes, Patriot Mobile, one of us. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Do it today. You won't regret it. Tammy Eibach is here. Tammy brought some wonderful lunch for our friends at the Fast Angus Ranch today. That was very nice of you, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I brought lunch from Country House Deli, so I'm going to give them a plug.
Please do.
Right there in Bismarck. So today we're going to have their famous sandwiches, a couple of their salads, share it with the good people here at the Fast Ranch, and their son-in-law and daughter, the Stroman Cattle Company. Here's something interesting you need to know.
What's that?
They make a product called Ranch Hand Rowdy's Seasoning.
I knew that because I have some right in my hand here. But I just found out this morning when I got here. Is that any good or what?
Well, I taste it. It's fabulous. We're going to sprinkle it on our sandwiches today.
And you've been doing a little review of history, too. So you have some history down at the Fast Angus Ranch.
I've got some great history here. But first, before we get started with that, what a treat it is to be here.
Isn't it?
It's a fabulous setting. Fun to be in the country. Beautiful ranch house.
You're right.
Beautiful people.
Yes.
So here we get to celebrate agriculture and energy. It's one of our favorite things to do.
It is, and that's what I really appreciate about the things that ND Wind is all about.
Yep.
Landowner rights, make a decision, the connection of agriculture and energy.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So fun.
Yes, exactly right.
So let me tell you about these great people. This place was homesteaded in the year 1893.
Oh, my gosh.
By Jamie's great-great-grandmother. So this operation is really, I'm going to tell it like it is, a female operation.
I've heard
great,
that.
Great-great-grandmother.
I love it.
Then we have Jamie's mother, and then Jamie, and she marries this wonderful Richard Fast, and they have one daughter, Rachel, and she marries Jeremy Stroman with the Stroman Cattle Company, and they continue to celebrate women in agriculture. And here's what's so impressive about it, because NDCES, we're a sponsor of the Country Women of the Year event this week, too.
Oh, fun.
So we bring in those women in agriculture. We're going to do it Thursday at BSC, where we'll have, I suppose, 50 women in attendance. And we've selected our winner, but I cannot announce her. But she, too, is a great woman in agriculture. So it gives me chills to spend time with women in agriculture right here at the Fast Ranch and the Stroman Cattle Company.
And it was Rachel who sent us a little text, said, hey, come on out. Bring the Pucklitz truck. Bring the folks from ND Wind. Come on out here.
You got to love it.
You do.
See?
And by the way, I've seen the homestead place right there behind me.
Yeah.
It's a
pretty impressive.
Fun little picture. It's pretty cool. ND for all. energy.org.
That's us.
And that's something to keep in mind, because we have plenty of factions right now in energy, right?
You're right.
Who's for that group? Who's for this group? We're all on the same team.
We're all on the same team, and we should do what's best for North Dakota. Produce more, export more. We've got buyers on those lines that want wind, they want coal, they want natural gas. So we're an all-of-the-above energy kind of state, and let's working together, we can continue to be good producers.
And wind energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. And
right.
When you say that, you sort of go, well, yeah, I guess, right? What do we have always
right.
in North Dakota? But that's why I love the theme behind everything you do about being agriculture and energy connecting, about landowner rights, and about being for all energy. ndforallenergy.org. Tammy Eibach is with us today, as well as Jeremy Stroman. Jeremy, how are you? Nice to see you.
Good, Scott. Happy to have you.
Well, this has been great fun. We're going to talk to everybody today and find out a little bit about ranch life. Not an easy time right now, right?
No, it's been a pretty rough year.
What's the biggest challenge right now?
Right now, just getting feed put together for the wintertime. Well, pretty soon we'll be weaning our calves, and we'll start feeding the calves at least, and hopefully we can run the cows for a little while longer. And we do got enough grazing acres, and there's enough of a comeback here the last 2-3 weeks from the rain that we've gotten that it started greening up around here finally. So
all our prayers paid off there finally, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And then it kind of came in droves. I understand some of your crops got whacked pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we had a hailstorm about 3 weeks ago yesterday, I guess, and it wiped out a lot of people's crops right around here. I mean, the beans are all just sticks, and the sunflowers got stripped down on all their leaves, and it was pretty rough hailstorm.
So let me get this straight. Record drought from last fall into this spring, most of the summer. Of course, cattle prices are challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sell to the Packers, there's four consolidated Packers, so they're, you know, the price they're paying cattle producers is nothing short of criminal. We got to get an antitrust investigation going on there. And then you get hail. Oh, yeah. Where are the murder hornets?
Well,
expect them anytime?
And then it costs you guys to go to the store and buy a ribeye steak. It costs you guys $25 a pound.
Yeah, how's that work? How's that work?
Hey, I'm happy to pay it. I mean, if I can help a producer along the way, I'll pay it.
I just wish they'd get there.
I know.
But we it's clearly there's an antitrust situation there and foreign-owned and just not right. But we know you're in a battle, and, of course, glad that the rain has brought a little bit of a comeback here, but you're still paying a lot for hay, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up running into a little streak of luck here the last 3 weeks. I grew up in Twin Valley, Minnesota, and it was my 7th and 8th grade basketball coach ended up posting some stuff on the NDSU website, and Rachel came across it, and she asked me if I knew this guy, and I said, well, yeah, I've known him my whole life. So I called him up, and he said he was more than willing to help us out and give us a decent price on it, so and even help us with the trucking. So
wow,
so
that's great. Well, you need a little luck at this point, right?
Yeah.
Now, you also are doing a lot of things with artificial insemination. Tell us about the AI side of the business. How's that?
It was a little slow this year with the drought. I mean, everybody was coming off pretty much no rain, no snow, no nothing since last July. And so there's a lot of my customers that decided not to AI this year. And I honestly don't blame them. I mean, we ended up using a few more bulls of our own this year instead of which, I mean, we're pretty proud of those bulls that we used. So that's main reason why we used them. But, you know, our AI bill to the big semen companies probably cut back a little bit. And I don't expect other people to do anything differently. So it was a little slower this year, but it's been really good. AI has come a long ways in the past years, and there's new technology out there and new ways of doing things, that new synchronization programs that have ramped things up so unbelievably. Guy, you know, Doug Hilly.
Yeah.
He should be here this afternoon, I believe.
And is he going to come see us for lunch today?
Yes, sir.
All right. We've been to Doug's ranch. I was there calving season one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was really, really cold. But I was happy to sit in the barn and watch it all, because it just, to me, was a miracle life. They thought I was nuts. They were in the house eating, you know, watching it on a camera. But I was not going to miss it, Tammy. I was not going to miss it, right? Old city kid from Montevideo, Minnesota. I wanted to see it all. But it is pretty amazing, yeah. Down at Chimney Butte Ranch.
Yep.
Down by St. Anthony, yeah.
But he's actually one of my AI customers. I do his insemination for him, and we upped his insemination conception rate on his cows quite a bit this year, and he actually did really good with one of the new protocols that came out here in the last couple of years. So, like I said, there's a lot of new technology. I work for or sell for a company called ST Genetics, which is the leader in sex semen technology. They pretty much own the patent on all the sex semen technology right now, and it's come a long ways. It's like they told us right when I first started there. It's like going from the old dial phone on the wall to the iPhone.
It's amazing. It's in agriculture, too.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. That's fascinating. Take all the innovation and technology and you know, advantages you can find, right?
Yes, sir.
Fascinating. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to also talk with Rachel Strauman, who is, of course, Jeremy's wife. And she made that call to us. She's saying no, but we're going to make her do it. And Richard Fass will join us as well. Richard and Jamie Fass, Fass Angus Ranch, the Strauman Cattle Company. We're out by New Salem today with the Pucklich. What's on your farm and ranch truck? We'll be giving them a test drive a little later. Talk to Tammy and the crew as well as we continue.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By our friends, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource, wind energy. Comprehensive energy solutions for North Dakota, ndforallenergy.org. Tammy Ibach is here, host of the Farm and Ranch Tour. We hop in that Puckledge Silverado Big Trail Boss, and we go anywhere you'd have us. Farm, ranch, just text us, 701-237-1590. We're in Morton County today. Right? This is beautiful Morton County, so I want to know, how does Morton County benefit from wind development?
Hey, Morton County is a great benefactor in property taxes when it comes from wind energy. In 2019, Scott, Morton County had $1.46 million in tax revenue generated from wind energy.
Wow.
It's a nice chunk of change.
Do the math on that for me.
Meaning? Where people are saving in terms of...
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
You got landowner revenue
right.
From the leases, and you have property tax revenue generated by the infrastructure.
That's right. That goes directly to the county.
Wow.
Yeah. And what the landowners...
So we talked a lot about statewide landowners, and in a recent year, $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners.
That's
You're
right.
Just talking Martin County there.
Just Martin County.
Wow.
And there are about 800 landowners that are involved in wind energy across the state, and those are people who have leases on turbines, and those are people who also have lease agreements for roads. So the average turbine lease agreement is about $10,000 annually. And we've talked about this before, and this year with agriculture as it is, we've heard from some of those landowners that consistent lease payment makes or breaks them this year, because you automatically get paid and don't have to have relied on commodity prices or what the weather's going to do.
This is one of the reasons I'm an advocate, because, again, it's a landowner rights issue, and if they say yes, there's revenue there that is always on.
For sure.
It's just another, you know, we know farming and ranching is a tough game, up and down and everything else, so why not add it to the mix?
It's true, and we talk about this too, growing up in Emmons County, where there isn't a lot of economic development, what wind energy does to rural counties outside of coal producing or outside of oil and gas producing counties is beneficial.
I'm an all of the above kind of guy, and so is North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Find out more at ndforallenergy.org. I know you brought lunch today.
I did bring lunch.
From what deli again?
Country House Deli in Bismarck.
Country House Deli, and we're looking forward to that after the show today. But I got a pretty good little appetizer here. This is the Coogan.
I know. Jamie made it.
Yeah. And it was really good.
It's fabulous. Peach Coogan. She did a home run. It's a 10.
I don't think I'm going to leave, just so you know. I hope they know they've got a border here. Let's see here. Call us at 258-0550. Texter says, I'm a farmer rancher from northwest North Dakota. In protest to the CRP hang rules, I'm posting all my land for the first time to hunting. There was no reason we couldn't hay by the 1st of July. It seems to me that a duck is worth more to the powers and be and game and fish than us ranchers. And I call on my fellow farmers and ranchers to do the same. These are the kind of things that make me weep. First of all, that was the dumbest thing ever. And, of course, they finally answered the letter that was sent, in June, right, that Senator Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong had said, saying, come on, open it up early. It's happened before. It was July 4th one time in a drought before, but no. Biden administration said no, no, no. My question to the farmer and rancher is to say, I wouldn't take that out on North Dakota hunters, North Dakota sportsmen, right? And I get why you're mad, but I wouldn't invite Joe Biden. I'd put up a post land and say, no, Joe, you're not welcome. But I don't know if I'd do that, because that's just a neighbor-on-neighbor deal. Makes me sad, but I understand the sentiment. I sure do. Texter says, two different FDA governing boards this past week stated that all four of these COVID shots were a failure. They called them drugs, not vaccines. The four companies together have made over $90 billion with a B as of the 1st of September 2021. They're citing Infowars.com as the source for that. Scott, nearly every business out there does an audit. We call it taking inventory. Businesses do it on an annual basis, some every 3 months, to check and see if there's an inventory issue. The IRS requires you to do an audit every year. We call it tax season. So tell me why we don't do election audits. I can't, but it's a good question. Mark and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Mark, how are you?
Good. Say, I was just listening to Tammy talk about taxes that the wind generation creates.
Yes.
And here's a fun fact for you, and you can verify this. I got this directly from the Treasurer's website. Coal generation pays 3 times more per installed megawatt than wind does. 3 times more. You can verify that.
Nobody here is anything other than a full-throated, a supporter of always-on affordable energy coal. It's baseload. We like it. We recognize it. We also recognize that, unfortunately, there's a big giant target on the back of coal. And, Minnesota, for instance, they don't like coal energy. They literally sold a power plant that was a coal-generated power plant next to a mine for a dollar. For a dollar. That's what they think of coal. A co-op in Minnesota.
I understand.
It's criminal.
I understand all that. But can you imagine What would be the odds of a new coal-fired plant being permitted today? It'd be zero. So you talk about all the above, but coal is going away eventually. We all know that.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I like the Coal Creek plan, because that is going to use more coal when they ramp up, right, the plant that exists, and it has an on-ramp for wind in the line to Minnesota. So we got to get that across the finish line, everybody together on the same page, and stop this circular firing squad. Guess where they are building coal plants, by the way? China. Look it up. More after
Action
this.
Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.